Well, we were aware that there had been some heavy rainfall right at the end of April, first few days of May, totaling 3 inches more in some places, primarily in central Illinois, but the distribution of it wasn't very consistent across the area, and parts of that west of that were still dry after that and wished they had gotten some of that. So that's a typical thing in Illinois, as we know, some people getting too much and others not enough. But this came at a time when the crop had been planted for the most part, but wasn't up yet. And the temperatures turned somewhat cool after that, a little bit cooler, but it wasn't a high temperature really before or after that, and the temperatures were a little lower than normal about that time and then persisted that way until more recently. So the problem that people started to notice then, after patiently waiting for about 2 weeks or so, and then started to look at the corn to see what the problem was, why it wasn't up. Part of that sensitivity came from plantings that were earlier in April, and some people had their crop coming up in about a week, 8 days, 10 days, that sort of thing. When we plant in early April, we normally don't expect it to come up quite that fast, but our distribution of growing degree days, temperatures basically through April this year, were more consistent than usual. We usually start out cool, and corn planted the first week of April can be expected to take, 2.5, 3 weeks to come up. This year it came up usually in less than 2 weeks, no matter when it was planted in the first half of April. And then in later April this year it cooled off a little bit, and then we got this heavy rainfall. And our suggestion is that people go and take a pretty close look at the crop. Most obviously have, and some are starting to rotary hoe to try to get the crop to come up. When it goes this length of time with these temperatures, and we normally think that corn ought to come up in about 110 to 120 growing degree days as we measure it with air temperature. Now, air temperature and soil temperature aren't the same thing, and people often figure that the air temperature can't predict that very well, but it actually does a reasonably good job, including this year where we've planted the crop and watched it. It's coming up in about 120 growing degree days, sometimes a little bit less. And when the temperatures are consistent like they are now, that's sort of a better prediction, typically. So my suggestion would be, if people have experienced 130 to 140 growing degree days since they planted this crop, and it's not up yet, then they need to go out there and take a look. And to put some perspective on that, we're accumulating in days like this with, say, a low of 50 and a high of 70, we're accumulating about 10 growing degree days. So certainly within 2 weeks, this crop ought to be coming up. And if it's not, there's something wrong. And we need to go out and see what that is. Now, there's two sort of separate possibilities for major problems with stands in this kind of condition. The first, and the one that I fear is most operable, is the one where the soils have been saturated, fairly cool. There are diseases out there that some of the seeds and seedlings may simply be deteriorating because they were in saturated soils too long. And we didn't see water standing so much as a result of this, because surface soils were fairly dry and it came pretty hard, so some of it ran off as well. But even where water didn't stand, the seeds were not in great shape to sit there in sort of saturated soils. The fact that it was relatively cool meant that both the processes in the seed were slowed down some. Some of the diseases that like cool and wet soils gained a upper hand there. And also the drying didn't take place very fast, and so the seedlings sat in wet conditions longer than they would have otherwise. That one is a poor thing to have. That's a very poor thing to have happen at that stage, because it's once a plant has started to deteriorate from that, it usually isn't going to come back very well. So before I would run a rotary hoe out there, I'd certainly want to go out and see if if seedlings are discolored, if the seed is rotted, roots have rotted off, usually there's going to be some visible signs that the seed or seedling has pretty much had it. And by this point, the chances of it growing back are probably not very good. And some of these fields may simply need to be replanted. The other possibility, and the one that comes to mind for most people after heavy rain, is soil crusting. Now, soil crusting is a really hard thing to sort of predict. We know it when we see it. Generally, the hard rains, of course, sort of start that process. They sort of disintegrate soil granules and have the soil kind of run together on the surface. Planters are generally pretty good at not, you know, leaving powder on top of the seed so that a little bit of rain can really form a crust there. But our soils in much of central Illinois aren't particularly prone to crusting. But under the right conditions, almost anyone would crust to some extent. But that's the thing that people are taking the rotary hoe out to try to break up, with the idea that if you can just, you know, remove that sort of shoe that's standing on top of these plants there with this soil crust, that then they'll be able to come up. The prospects for that are better, certainly, than if the seed or seedling is rotting, but we always have a little bit of concern. Sometimes when the seedlings have sat there long enough, they'll even start to leaf out underground, which usually is a pretty bad sign. And while we don't have very many careful studies on this, we think that once a seed has sort of sat there, unable to emerge for a certain length of time, that it may not come back fully, even if you break the crust on top of it and let it come out into the light. Still, that would be our first attempt, and it can't do much harm. But I would also look at those seedlings before we and after we rotary hoe and see whether or not they look like they're going to form into a normal plant. Typically, the rotary hoe, while it's the best device we've got, it will do some damage to some seedlings, and it will do more damage if those seedlings don't have very good root growth. So it's ideally done, and historically, the rotary hoe is more of a weed control device. We hardly ever use it for that anymore, at least not where we're using herbicides. Instead, we use it to break up this soil and to free these plants. Well, I think we need to be cautious and not assume that because we rotary hoed it, now we have a good stand that's really going to produce a high yield. It's not still very late in the scheme of things, and so replanting might still be a very good option in some of the fields with the biggest stand problems. If you run our replant calculator that's at the Illinois Agronomy Handbook website, you'll see that as of May 15th, I believe a stand that can be justified if you don't have much expense for replanting, and in other words, if you get free seed, you can justify a stand in the low 20,000s. I want to caution people, though, that that's a stand of healthy plants. And we produce data like that by having healthy plants left. If the plants aren't healthy, if their roots have been restricted, if some of them have some root disease, even if they're surviving, I'd be reluctant to call them a fully healthy plant unless they clearly looked like they were. And for some people, we probably don't want to wait long enough to know if they're going to be a fully healthy plant. So the upshot of it is, if I had a stand, even 23 or 24,000 that looked like, you know, some of the plants are really going to struggle and might not make it, it may be worth considering replanting to get good uniform emergence. Now, we never like to think of planting this late and the yield consequences. At the same time, waiting 2 weeks and then saying, well, I guess some of those plants aren't going to make it, and replanting then would be even worse. So I wouldn't wait around too long to make the decision. Fortunately, in Illinois this year, I don't think we have probably as many fields or as many acres affected this way as we often do, and including last year. And while we had a good planting season last year, the frost early in May meant that some people replanted some substantial acreages. But I'd certainly get out there, and the first thing I would notice is if emergence isn't happening, and any crop that was planted in April now, it ought to be up, or we ought to be out seeing why it's not up.